Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've told this before, it'll bear repetition. In studying about some of these things, the Lord said this to me one time. I wasn't thinking this way, and here came up this in my spirit. I don't mean I heard a voice, but the Lord said to me, He said, if I had ministered in your day, there would have been some who would have accused me of verbal abuse. I thought, really? And I began to think. And I thought about, He said some pretty strong stuff sometimes. Didn't He? Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. You brood of snakes? How are you going to miss hell? People say, ooh, that's too mean. Are you sure it's too mean? Remember who said it? Peter. Walking on the water. That whole incident. You remember that? He said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. He said, come on. He stepped out of the boat, actually walking on the water, and began to look at the wind and waves, and got upset and got scared and started sinking and cried out, Lord, save me. And He did. And Jesus got in the boat. What did He say? Peter, where's your faith? Why'd you doubt? If that had been a lot of people, they'd have been at their therapist the next day. It would have been saying, I've had it, I can't take it anymore. This abuse. He's just abusive to us. I mean, I've been there for Him. Every day, every night, we go get the food, we set up the meetings. We're first to get there and the last to leave. We're always there, always there. And I gave up everything for Him. Left my business, walked away. How many people's done that? And I'm the only one who said, let me come out there. Oh, I didn't hear nobody else talking. It was just me, brother. And Doc, I stepped out on the water, brother. I was walking on the water with the Master. You know anybody else who's ever done that? Nobody. I tell you how many. Nobody. Me, Jesus. Nobody else. Come on. I got to looking at the waves a little bit. Man, that water was spraying right in my eyes, and I felt like I was slipping, and, you know, I might have panicked a little bit, you know? But then we get in the boat. Does He say, good job, Peter? No. Does He say, me and you, Peter, only folks ever walk on the water? No. He said, where's your faith? I can't take it anymore. I've had it. I'm out of here. He's just abusing me. Do you see what I'm talking about? You got to be able to take instruction. If you can't take instruction and correction from people, you can't take it from the Lord. Because so many times it's how it's going to come. It's through people. See, what people don't realize, they got their eyes on men. And they don't realize it's being disrespectful to the Lord. Yes. Too casual. Too flippant. And now all they can see is men, and they don't see. These are holy things we're dealing with. They deserve our best. Amen? Our focus. Right? Our best preparation, our best effort, our heart. They don't slouch around because it's church time. Well, needless to say, that didn't happen again. He said, y'all come get ready. Well, next time he looked around, we were up there with a mic in our hand. As it should be. I said, as it should be. Why? Not fear of man. You can't operate and yield to the Spirit if you're afraid. Tense, you're going to mess up. But just respectful and focused. How many say you shouldn't be daydreaming in the service? Yes. Not any of us. You should be ready. The Lord actually led me this way. With Brother Hagin teaching and preaching in healing school, I was there every day. And I was on the front row. Every day. Every day. And the Lord began to deal with me. See where, not just listen to Brother Hagin, see what the Lord is saying. See which way the Spirit is taking the crowd. See what is the direction. And be prepared. Well, I began to try to think that way. A year passed, and another year passed, and 5 years passed, and 10 years passed. And the Lord began to, He dealt with me that early on. What if He stopped and said, hook up here and finish? Would you know what to do? Would you know which way He's going? Maybe you couldn't do it as polished as He does after 60 years of experience, but at least would you know which direction the Holy Ghost is going? Well, you know, it wasn't that long until He started doing that. I wasn't believing for that. But He started doing that. Well, we ought to be ready, shouldn't we? The last several years I traveled with Him. He'd stop in mid-sentence and say, Keith, come up here and finish that up. You're thinking, okay. How many understand now is not the time to be sitting there thinking about fried chicken or paying your bills or somebody that miffed you? Or if you're there, you're not even on the same channel with what's going on in the service. You might say, well, I'm not a minister. I'm not expecting you to call on me. Well, it's not out of the question. It could happen. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is the devil is the master of distraction. And the Holy Ghost can be getting to the point where it's going to absolutely deal with your situation and solve your problem, and somebody scratch their head or make a noise or a baby cry or drop something, and you turn around and are distracted just long enough for it to be finished being said, and then you turn around and you've missed it. One thing I've learned growing up spiritually, you must develop powers of concentration. Focus. So that, boy, you put your heart and your mind on it, and you don't let anything pull you off of it, and you stay there till you finish, till you get what you're supposed to get. Focus. Everybody say focus. Focus. Laban burnt Jacob 10 times, and yet he stayed. Was it right for him to stay? While you're in 1 Peter, turn to the 4th chapter. Let me read this, then we'll go back to Genesis. Begin to finish this up. 1 Peter 4 is a prayer that I've prayed for myself a number of times. When I first found out about this prayer, I didn't want to pray all of it. I didn't want to skip a part. But if we really claim to be word people, we got to pray the whole thing. And 1 Peter 4 says this. Well, let me back up to verse 5. Are you there? 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you younger, do what? Thank you. Submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care on Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. And let's just stop right here. So many times that's pulled out of context. But in the context of this, what is the devil devouring connected with? Pride? Did you see this? What was he talking about? Submit yourselves, be subject, be clothed with humility. God resists the proud. Humble yourselves. Don't worry, cast your care on Him, and be on the watch. Why? The enemy seeking whom he may devour. So doing those previous things he talked about would help you not be susceptible to being devoured. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, but the God of all grace, who's called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you've suffered a while. Now that's the part I'd want to leave out. Because you can pray this for yourself. the God of all grace, who's called me to his glory, eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that I've suffered a while, make me perfect, establish, strengthen, settle me. To you be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. How many want to be perfected and matured and developed? How many want to be established, strengthened, settled? When does it come? After you've suffered a while. Now, people who don't know the scriptures and don't know God very well have taken this and twisted it around and tried to say it means suffering with cancer and suffering not having food to eat. No, no. Read the epistle. Start in the first chapter and keep reading right on through, and you'll see he's talking about submission in here. Let me show you exactly the kind of suffering that he's talking about. Just go back a couple of pages. Chapter 1 and verse 11 talks about the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. What kind of sufferings did he suffer? As you keep on reading, he talks about submission. We read that in the second chapter. Submit yourself, submit yourself. Now, keep going. This flows right on into 2 Peter. But for time's sake, I'm not going to read all this. Go to Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5, verse 7. This is talking about Jesus. Hebrews 5, 7. In the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. This is the kind of suffering he's talking about. What kind of suffering was it? What was the prayer on this occasion? Doesn't this sound like him praying in the garden? What was the prayer? Let this cup pass from me, but what? If it's your will, not my will, but your will be done. That's the kind of suffering that he's talking about when he says, after you've suffered a while, the Lord make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. What kind of suffering is it? It's suffering having to submit your will, not getting your way. If you don't do any of this, you will not grow up. You'll not be perfected. You'll not be established. You'll not be strengthened. You'll not be settled.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The God of Jacob, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-423. That's R-423, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.